Good evening. I'd like to call the January 9th, 2018 Committee of the Whole meeting to order. First order of business is roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect that we have our fiscal officer, Ms. Katie Iconis, and clerk of council present. And Mr. Mason is not present at tonight's meeting, and we have Mr. Montello sitting in his place. Next item on the agenda is item C, persons having business before council. We give the opportunity for anyone who has a question or comment to the village council members at this time to please come forward. If not, they can also ask questions under each one of our items on the agenda. Seeing none. Next item on the agenda is council's comments. Any comments from council members at this time, or you want to wait till we go through the agenda and make comments at that time, council members?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you, council members. It's on there twice, council comments. Oh, okay. Next one's council committees. Thank you. Yeah, I just caught it out the corner of my eye. Next item on the agenda is council committees. This we do at the second council COW meeting of each year is to go over committees. Mr. Council President, I turn it over, microphone over to you. If you'd like to go through with council members on the committees. Do you have this list here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does everybody have the list from last COW? But we'll just go down the list and go through, and if anybody wants to be on a certain committee or we want to change it or however you want to do it, let's put it together and let's go through it. So we'll just start. I'll just kind of go through them, and we'll have discussion as we go through. Well, Committee of the Whole, we have no choice here. We're all here for that. All right. Economic Development. Paul Rich was the chair, so there's an empty spot there. Mary Brenner was on that committee along with Denny Linville. Does anybody want to chair that committee? Or
Council President?
Yes.
I'd feel comfortable.
Would you? Okay. That's fine. Thank you, Jennifer.
Certainly.
Denny, Mary, do you guys want to stay on the committee,
yes,
or do
I
you
do.
Want to?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Finance, that's all of us. I would stay as chair, as council president, unless somebody wants to be that. I wouldn't have a problem. Everybody here is capable of that. But we're all here anyway, so, okay, we're all good with that. Information committee? Okay, Gloria is the chair right now. Denny's on that committee along with Paul, so we have a vacant spot there.
You want
to stay as chair? Okay.
Council President Kolograph?
Yes.
I would be comfortable taking that open position.
Okay, that's fine. Denny, do you want to stay on the committee or?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, we have infrastructure, which is Brian as chair, Paul, which is another empty spot there, and myself.
I'm fine being chair, so still chairing that. Oh, unless Denny wants it.
Council President?
Yes.
I would like to be on that committee if no one else wants to be on it.
Okay.
I would give up another, you know, assignment if.
Well, why don't we put you on there?
All right.
And then I'm on that, too, and if somebody wanted to switch, I have no problem staying with that committee or moving to another committee. Yeah. That's fine.
Council President?
Yes.
If you guys wanted to, either of you wanted to switch to another committee, I was comfortable with taking that open position also.
Okay.
Or any of the other, from the other two that are still left.
All right.
So if you'd like to remain, that's fine.
Okay, let's see what we kind of want to keep it even too. So, okay, we got Recreation and Community Life. Mary's the chair. Okay, Brian's on that committee along with Gloria. Do you want to remain as chair?
Yes, I'd like to remain a chair, please.
Brian?
That's fine by me. I'm fine.
Gloria? Everybody's okay with that then?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got safety and insurance. Denny, you're the chair of that, along with myself and Brian.
Yeah. And I would give up that infrastructure to Ms. Allen if she wants it, because I do have, you know, the rest of my assignments.
Well, Denny, I was going to say, if you wanted to chair that, why don't you chair that? And I can, well, you're chairing two committees.
Well, safety and insurance, yes.
You still want to chair that?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to stay on that committee, too. So I can, Jennifer, if you want to be, I mean, I can, let's see, what does that give everybody? I just don't want you to have, to me, we want to be equal here. So you got, everybody's chair in at least a committee.
Everyone would have three.
What's that?
I think everyone would have three then. Ms. Allen takes that information, if she takes infrastructure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one you're speaking of?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. If you're comfortable with not taking it, instead,
well,
if you want to spread
it out. Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Jennifer, why don't you take that?
Okay.
I would yield.
And kind of, Mayor, I kind of want to explain how I know over the years there's been a little confusion when we kind of changed the structure. We used to have only one COW meeting, one council meeting, and one COW meeting. And then when the mayor proposed, well, let's have another COW meeting, but we'll put the committees inside the COW meeting. And we agreed upon that was a good idea. Not that you can't have extra meetings, which we have outside of that. But what it has done is everybody's present for all committees then, even though that chair will run that committee in that COW meeting, but it puts everybody there, which I think really helps the committee, because otherwise then that chair has to communicate what went on in that committee, whether it's by phone, by email, where here they kind of get firsthand. And that's kind of where that extra COW meeting came from, too. Instead of just having one COW, one council meeting, we have two COWs. So you can have your committee, but you can have separate committee meetings, too, which we have. So don't feel if you just want to bring it to your committee and not the rest of council, you can do that, too. Just want to keep it there. Doesn't mean, I know when you read on top, it says we'll be held, but we also have an extra committee can be scheduled as needed. So it gives you both options. Mm-hmm. But sometimes maybe you feel like, well, you know, I'd like to get the idea of everybody instead of just the three before I bring it to council. So it's just another avenue. So just kind of thing. We still have to, I'm sorry, I still missed the other committees on the bottom, too. I did the top one, so we're not done yet. I thought we were. Okay, the other committees. Now, this is a little bigger one, the Planning Commission, which you have to have a council representative on. That's the first Thursday of the month if needed. And it could be more, could be less. Paul Rich was the council representative, so that's vacant right now. And then Denny was the alternate.
I volunteer for that, too.
Well, I was actually asked to be on it.
Okay.
So I was given an invitation to take Paul's place. I have responded. I haven't heard back from anyone, but I would very much like to be on the Planning Commission, if in fact the invitation is still open.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything back. Sorry, Denny.
Who asked you, by the way? I mean,
Billy Workman.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I just was curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so
okay.
I responded.
Right. Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just want to say that the Planning Commission probably will meet very aggressive this year because of the overlay zoning and everything.
Sure.
And it still goes through council, everything
right.
We finalize. But I did just came from a nice meeting about some overlay zoning.
Okay.
So.
And the reason I say that, Mayor, I don't want to be contentious or nothing here, but the only thing I just want to throw out, and I'd like, and I'm sure you feel the same way, is to see how Councilman Linville feels.
Well,
only because he was the alternate.
And I didn't even know we had an alternate. So,
to me, I kind of, you know what I mean.
No,
the alternate kind of gets that first. Denny, however you feel about it, I mean, not that we wouldn't roundtable it, but I think it would only be fair if we at least offer it to, you know, if the alternate would want it, and I'm sure, Mary, you would agree with that.
I yield to the lady on the left.
Okay. All right.
On my left.
Because Denny, of course, you did a great job as an alternate. Paul Rich, I don't think I know you went to meetings too, but
yeah.
I don't think Paul missed one meeting
no.
on that. That was...
Will I still remain as the alternate, Mr. Chairman, or Mr.?
If you would like to, and everybody feels good about that.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't get one call either.
No, but that's okay.
Yes, it is.
Sign infrastructure. Taking Paul's place.
Miss Allen.
No. Yeah. Okay, the American Disability Coordinator, they have me down as that. Haven't done much with that, haven't been called upon with that. The Cuyahoga Valley Regional Council of Government, Gloria's on that with Denny as the alternate.
Is it, Mr. President, has there been any activity for that, Gloria? I know they were pretty engaged.
We went to one meeting.
Last year?
A couple of years. Maybe it was the year before. Yeah.
I haven't received anything from
them. Yeah, I'm surprised because they used to be really active, Cuyahoga County Regional Councils of Government.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to stay on that or anybody leave that the same? Okay. Then you got Stormwater Management Committee. That's Denny and Brian as the alternate.
Yeah, I would like to stay on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Sundries Claims Board, which we have not had a claim on that. I can stay on that. All right, so let's just kind of go through these and just make sure we're all on the same page. Well, Committee of the Whole, we got that. Economic Development, Jennifer Allen's going to chair that with Mary Brenner and Denny. Okay. We got Finance, which is all of us. I'll chair that. Information is Gloria. You're going to chair that along with Denny and Jennifer. Okay. Then we got Infrastructure. Brian, you're going to chair that. Jennifer's going to be on that. And I'm going to remain on that too.
Okay.
Unless somebody else wanted that, but that's fine. Then Recreation Community Life is Mary Brenner as the chair, Brian and Gloria. And then Safety and Insurance, Denny, you're chair in that.
Yeah.
Along with myself and Brian.
Yeah.
And then Planning Commission is going to be Mary. And then the other committees are the same. The other couple committees we just talked about. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was painless. That was good. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll present this next week with the resolution, like we always do, to pass it, to put it into record of the committees and stuff. Okay, we haven't done it since 2014 because no one changed.
Right.
So I just want everybody to know that. Any comments from the audience this time? Seeing none. Okay. Next item on the agenda is discussion of street commissioner's contract. Council members, the legislation that we presented last week and the legislation we presented this week, the only two differences is we changed the name from Dan Stuckey to Rob Kalman. And then on section, if you flip to the legislation on this page, Section 5 has to be changed to Section 4. We omitted 4 because 4, when Dan Stuckey's was no health care, mm-hmm, because he was retired, and we all agreed upon that. This one here, there is health care included in this, street commissioners, and everything. So Section 5 changes to Section 4, and Section 6 changes to Section 5.
Yeah.
There's a grammatical error there.
All right.
But everything's the exact same language and everything that we had with Mr. Dan Stuckey's contract. Any questions or comments on that, council members? Seeing none, any questions or comments from the audience on street commissioner's contract? Seeing none, council, with your permission, I'll put that on next week's regular council meeting for approval, hopefully. Next item is item G, discussion of recreation director's contract. This is the same as it was last week and also as last year. We just changed the dates. This contract, there's no increases. This is the same contract that we passed last year. Any comments or questions on that? I'm recommending Carol. Everyone's got my memo that I recommended Carol, and I recommended Rob Kalman and Mr. Mason and also the village engineers. Any comments or questions on reconfirming of Carol Stanisic as our recreation director?
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes.
Is Ms. Stanisic considered the head of the department for the rec department?
Yes, she's the director.
Okay. Is she the only person that's a part-time head of a department?
She has an assistant, Carlene Dean.
But she's part-time?
Yeah, she had no, we have no full-time in recreation.
Right. Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
Just on behalf of Mr. Mason, I'd like to thank you for your recommendation.
Oh, okay. That's the next item on the agenda, Mr. Mason. Any comments or questions from the audience about recreation director? Seeing none? Okay. Council, with your permission, I'll also put that on next week's agenda for approval. Next item is item H, discussion of law director's contract. This is the same contract that we had that was 2 years ago. This is a two-year contract with Mr. Mason. No increases, the same money that he started out with the same language. Is there any comments or questions on that? Any comments or questions from the audience about renewing the law director's contract for the Village of Walton Hills for 2018 and 19? Seeing none. Next is item I, discussion of the village engineer contract renewal. This is same thing as last year's contract that you approved, no increases. There was something in there that said it could be renewed automatically, but I felt we should bring it to council like we do everything else. We are a statutory village, so we allow the council to have their input on these things. So any comments or questions on the engineer for the renewal of their contract, Chagrin Valley Engineer? Seeing none. Is there any comments from the audience on item I, discussion of the village engineer contract for renewal? Seeing none. Next item is item J, resolution for annual internet sales. This is the same thing we presented last week, and we do this every year at the first month of January to give us permission to sell equipment and to sell things from the police department through internet sales. Is there any questions or comments on this?
Mayor, that covers all equipment, though.
All equipment, yeah. Mostly it's the police department, yeah. But yeah, it does cover service garage equipment and stuff like that. Any comments or questions on
that? No, just me and Brian brought up something earlier. We were just talking, Mr. Mayor. A couple things Brian pointed out need to be changed to 18, I think.
The dates on it? Brian?
Yeah.
Section 1, Section 5 from 2017 to 2018.
Okay. That's
just a...
I see what you're saying, yeah, it says a keyword. Any comments or questions from the audience at this time? I see none. Okay. That'll be also on next week's agenda for council's approval. Next item is item K, House Bill 49 changes. Katie can probably talk about this, but as everyone knows, House Bill 49 is an income tax thing that was changed downstate. And Mr. Vic Nigallo highlighted on the last page there those items that have to be changed. So the language has to reflect in our ordinance.
Yeah, so the highlighted portion is what it currently reads, and then the italicized portion is what it would be changed to. Basically on the first section saying from the on or before the 15th day of the 12th month of the taxable year to on or before the 15th day of the first month of the following taxable year. And then as far as the penalties below, before it said equal to 50%, now it is to read not exceeding 50%, so that it gives some flexibility to the tax administrator. There still are some other points of the House bill that are under contention from various tax administrators, so the further changes are not going forward just yet, but just these two portions. So.
And this will be next week on the agenda?
Yes.
For council's consideration to address the state law?
Hey, Mayor, I'd like to know if anybody read House Bill 49. Anyone, any council members read it?
I told you I didn't, Denny. So how many pages was it again, Denny?
It's a lot.
3,382 pages.
One piece.
In the state vote.
I'm on page 256.
Yeah. Brian, finish it up.
Any questions?
Skim that one.
Any questions from the audience about House Bill 49, changes in the tax code? Seeing none from the audience. Council members, this will be next week on the agenda for council's consideration. Mary Alice, did you raise your hand? Did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. I just caught it out the corner of my eye, and I thought you... Okay. Okay, next item on the agenda is item L, traffic camera contract from GATSO. Council members, that's what we're having a special council meeting for tonight, is to... hopefully get everyone's approval to pass this at with the consensus of council so we can move forward on getting traffic cameras established throughout the village of Walton Hills. First, there'll be a car parked with equipment in it that will monitor the flow of traffic, even though we do have a traffic study that is adequate, they said, but they would like to give it at least a one-week trial in certain areas to test and see where the volume is, and then make their recommendation of locations. And as soon as we get the contract, then you'll see a strange Crown Victoria with equipment on it parked. We will start at Egbert Road, I believe, Egbert and Walton Road, parked over there, and then we'll move around the village within the next week and a half, 2 weeks, because there's a time period to order cameras and order equipment.
Mayor, given the consideration that we're going to have a difficult time moving cameras, how many cameras are we going to have?
We haven't given a concrete number, but we did estimate four.
Okay. Thank you.
And a handheld for our police department.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I have an easy question, really. It was about the collection of unpaid fines. It mentions a third-party collections agency or an attorney. Do we hire out, or do we use our law, legal?
They have a company that they suggest, and they provide it.
They provide it.
Yes. And then basically the collection fee is not taken out of our portion or GATSO's portion. The collection company then charges a higher fee on top of what that person owes, so that's how they're paid.
So it makes it worth their while to pay the ticket.
Right.
In a sense, right.
There's actual consideration at the state level because it's considered like a parking ticket because it's not a civil, it's a civil matter, not right. Points. And with parking tickets, you cannot renew your license. So they're considering putting that legislation into place to where you have to pay it or you can't renew your license tags on your vehicle.
Makes
because
sense.
That's the way it is right now for parking tickets, since they're recognizing it in that fashion.
Okay.
Don't know if it's going to go any further, but that is being talked about with the legislators right now.
Good idea. Thank you.
Mayor, could you explain that last part with respect to...
So there's sometimes a collection agency has to be involved if a person ignores their warnings.
Okay.
And so if it goes to that point where the village tells them to pursue collections... The collections agency, if they're able to collect from this person, will charge them a higher fee for their services, and then we would still receive our whole portion, and GATSO would receive their whole portion.
Also, now, GATSO is going to be the collector.
Yes, sir.
As I understand.
Yes, sir.
So we will still be paid on the same basis, though, that's in our contract.
Yes, sir.
They won't be able to up the fees or anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Right.
Actually, on the contract, it's under Section 4.5, Collection of Unpaid Fines. It says that the village shall refer such matters to a third-party collection agency.
Yeah.
So we, according to this contract, are the ones responsible to get a hold of a collection
They said
agency.
That we do have that option, but they do have an agency that they recommend that they would put us in contact with. But
it still
does leave
the
us.
Village responsibility, and the end.
Only to alert them that we want to go ahead with the collection process. If we wanted to interview and choose our own third party, we can. But we can, or we can go with their recommendation. Some people don't choose to even pursue collections, and that will be up to council to decide if they want to pursue those, depending on the payment rate that we see.
Or our loss list.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
One thing that, unless you discussed it last week and I was not here, person that's going to, I don't know if I should call that person a magistrate or
referee. We call it a referee. Yeah.
That person has to be paid.
Yes.
How are they going to be paid?
We're going to do it under the same magistrate language we have at $350.
Okay. And that will be, the current magistrate is $400 a session. Is that what?
It's $350 for outside magistration, $400 for the mayor's position.
Okay. So it'll be $350 per session, and are we planning on having a session a week like
we were going to see what the volume was.
Okay, and just kind of play it by
right.
ear with that.
And the same way with the mayor's court. If the volume of this picks up and the mayor's court drops off, then the mayor's court would obviously drop off.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the volume would change.
Sure.
That's the whole concept here.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
One more item. And it's not in the contract. It's in the resolution, Section 3. It's just, this is a copy and paste. 1-2, Section 3, the third line down. It's just a sentence needs to be removed. It was probably in another resolution. Declaring this an emergency, and it states, and for the further reason to allow repairs to begin immediately.
Oh, you're in the resolution.
Yeah, in the resolution itself.
Right.
Just swipe that out.
Okay, we plan on trying to pass that tonight. Mr. Spitznagel, if you could make a motion to remove that when we get to that.
Oh, sure, I will.
This way you can point that out and it will be the record, okay?
Thank you.
Gloria, you had a question?
Yes. In the little catalog that was in our box, I just had a question maybe when they talked to you, they mentioned this. The third one down on the, it's almost at the end of the pamphlet, the green border on the page. States that they have to focus first to integrate the alert functionality as enforcement camera. Did they talk about AMBER?
Mm-hmm.
So would work on, we could
yes.
have an AMBER alert.
Right, yeah, they explained to us that it's actually, our dispatch will have live feeds, and if we had an AMBER alert, they have access, I think they said up to 90 days. For so many days?
Well, if there's an active AMBER alert, they can log into the GAVSO's online system and put in that license plate number. So
it would automatically
while it's still taking pictures for ticket purposes, it will also be scanning those license plates to find a matching plate number for an AMBER alert.
And then we'll notify if that plate goes by.
And then after so long, it automatically will drop off because after a day or so.
Which is a nice feature.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
And I heard this from another person whose community has this, said that also shares it with anybody that is using GATSCO. In other words, if that plate is picked up in another community, it's also the same. You know what I mean? It's the whole.
It notifies everybody.
It notifies all of us.
Yeah.
Also, it could be used to assist the police department in their investigations of certain crimes, and if they have something on camera, so that's another plus. That's not really mentioned, but something that's overlooked sometimes, which is another positive.
Any other comments from the audience or from the council members about this,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Last week, you had said that all of the violations would be reviewed within 24 hours, but the contract reads within 4 business days. And then after the 4 business days, which it could be sooner than that, it's going to be at least 10 days before a violation is mailed out. So potentially, people are not going to know for 2 weeks that they're getting a citation, possibly not even remembering whether they were the ones in their vehicle or not. That makes me uncomfortable 2 weeks later to find out that I did something wrong without maybe not knowing it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
That is a reading up on, this stuff, that is a major complaint. of the system, and one of the reasons why people are trying to get rid of these systems, that they don't, their take on it is that
right.
they don't really solve that problem, because like Ms. Allen said, it's two, 3 weeks later and they get one. I've gotten them in the mail myself. And you're like, you know, when did I do this? And then you have to go back in your mind. And that is a downfall, and I agree with that. But I'm still going to vote for it, because I think the pluses outweigh the detriments of the system. And Mr. Collegraff and I were speaking today, and Mr. Collegraff, came up with a good thing. These signs, 35-mile-an-hour signs, have been posted for 40, 50 years, whatever they are. So if you're doing 50 miles an hour, down the road, then, we are giving adequate leeway. It's not, I would be, very uncomfortable with it if it were 37 miles an hour or even 40 miles an hour, because speedometers are off and things like that, and I can do 40 miles an hour out of my driveway with no problem. So
I'll look for you.
Yeah. So that I agree with Ms. Allen on that account.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
They do receive their statement in the mail. It's set up to 12. Doesn't mean they're going to take that long. It could be less. But, just like everything else, they give you a time frame. But you're going to see a picture of your car with your license plate and the date and the time and everything. So you may have forgotten. You may have a lapse of memory, because maybe you were intoxicated when you were going 50 miles an hour. But, it's kind of hard to
dispute
say, well, this wasn't me, so... You do the crime, you got to do the times.
Mr. Mayor, and I understand that. I'm just saying this really doesn't offer a deterrent for people not to speed if they're receiving a ticket 2 weeks later, possibly even longer than that. I mean, I just got a Christmas card Friday from a resident in the village that was mailed on the 21st of December. So, I mean, the mail system isn't exactly accurate. To me, something that would be more of a deterrent would be like the signs that you have on Alexander Road. It tells people immediately what speed it is they're going. And by your admission last week, Mayor, you said that those have become a deterrent, and it has slowed down traffic drastically. To me, that's something that somebody sees visually right there immediately when it's going on, not 2 weeks later, like, really, I was driving 50? I can't believe that.
Seeing is believing.
Yeah.
And they get their statements.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. There, when I got mine, in the school zone in Parma, and I swear to God, I did not. I did not see the sign, but I went back, and there is a sign that's supposed to be posted within 300 feet of that camera.
Says that they're doing
that,
it. Yeah.
That states that this camera is up ahead. So the and also within the main state highway thoroughfares through the area, or state roads, not highway. So there are going to be signs along with this. It's not going to be exactly hidden, but in my instance, I swear to God, I did not see the sign, but it was posted, and it was a big sign too. So
Mayor, that would have been my other question: how big exactly are these signs going to be for people to see?
It was a big sign. It was on the ground, and it was probably bigger than a stop sign. It was big.
In a school zone? Everybody, it's a state law. The school zone. Do you know what the speed limit is?
I know, and I was doing like 25.
Yeah, the state doesn't give any. Hey, Mayor, I know when I ran into my difficulty with the State Highway Patrol of Pennsylvania, it took them about a minimum of a month to get something to me. But I have to say, it did make an impact on me, though. I got to agree with that. Mentally, and a $46 impact on my wallet. So you'll know that you're getting a ticket.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
You bring up the impact. The impact is, this has been a problem with parking tickets for how long? Everybody used to throw, they get parking tickets downtown, they throw them out because there's no way to do it. You couldn't do anything with it. Until they started, the state said, okay, well, you're not going to be able to renew your license, the DMV's going to get a thing. That changes things. You know, money's one thing, but then when you worry that, you know, you get pulled over and it might show up, or I'm not going to. So hopefully maybe the state will help out with this too, and put it the same way as parking tickets. You know, because otherwise, years ago, people just, they had stacks. Remember, you'd see it in the Cleveland, would try to collect them. Some people have 200-300 of them.
They were in the newspaper.
And why shouldn't they pay that? You know, somebody, you're in a spot that you shouldn't be. Maybe there's somebody that special needs or something that needs that spot, and that person just ignores it. You know, same thing with, like, me and Brian were talking. It's going to be hard to defend somebody if they're going 50 miles an hour in Alexander or Route 8 or any of our other roads is even worse. I mean, you know, and then we're worried about signs, but, I mean, if you're going 50 miles an hour, you know it's a 35, you shouldn't be doing it. And somebody in my family would probably be the worst one, first one to get it, so I'll be the first one to get yelled at.
Council members, they provide signage, and we were going to do just like Cuyahoga Heights and Newburgh Heights and put them at the gateway entrances, at all our entrances, and then we would put them underneath our 35-mile-an-hour speed limit signs to let them know that we're traffic enforcement agency is in Walton Hills. And I don't know the exact size of the signs, but the ones I seen on Newburgh Heights were approximately 18 inches by about 2 foot. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were right underneath the speed limit signs. You can see them. If you look for them, you can see them. But they are at all the gateway entrances, and that's what our objective is at this time, is to make sure that we inform. And I do think that we will be putting out a map of the locations on the web page too, to let everybody know where they're at. We have no secrets. We're not trying to hide anything. That's why we're broadcasting it and making everything public. And we hope in the month of February that we could have a town hall meeting to explain to the residents the details as well. In the evening, it would be probably sometime in February. We have to see if this gentleman from Gatsco can come and put on the PowerPoint presentation and answer the questions, and be able to educate our residents on the locations and how the speed cameras work. So the month of February will be warnings. That's the goal.
Mr. Mayor, I guess the, you know, that having that handheld one too, you know, gives another tool with the police department, because with that they can, you know, they'll take a picture, they'll do the same thing, but they won't necessarily have to pull that
person over.
So it gives them a little more freedom, a little more flexibility, and it's probably going to be used more on the secondary roads where we get people flying in the industrial areas, which we all know has been a big problem, especially, you know, Dunham, Egbert, some of the, you know, cut-throughs of Walton Hills, where our police are, you know, we put that mobile thing that tracks the speed, and you know, they see that, it kind of slows them down for a little bit, and then they're back to doing the same thing. I know there's, being on council, I know Paul brought it up all the time, being on Alexander. You know, he said sometimes in the morning he can't even get out of his driveway because people are flying. But so hopefully we'll make our community safer, too.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
I would agree with Mr. Kohler, Councilman Kohler, about the handheld ones, most especially, because somebody sees an officer standing there. Again, it's a visual thing, you know, immediately for somebody to realize. And maybe they don't realize. It makes me uncomfortable that we want to have a town hall meeting after we already passed legislation to inform the village. I would think you would want to engage the village prior to and get the village input also to see how the residents feel about this.
Jennifer, I don't. That's up to the mayor. He about the town hall meeting. As far as I'm concerned, the people voted me to make these kind of decisions. We can have a town hall meeting for everything, but I have no problem passing this. I think most of the tickets that are going to be given out aren't going to be to our residents. I think most of our residents go to the speed limit. I'm just talking to the mayor, who does mayor's court. I've asked him about that. You know, without him, you know, staying private. I don't ask for names or whatever. The major people that get tickets are not residents.
I think a majority of our residents drive under the speed limit.
Right. I would agree with you. So I think they see this as a plus. I don't, to me, I have no problem passing it tonight. I, you know, that's up to the mayor to inform him. I guess his, your intention, and you can explain it better. When I took the town hall meeting, I see that to, you know, we're not asking the residents whether or not we want them. It's just to let them know that they're here. Okay. If we were going to take it to the residents, then I would feel different. I would say I don't know why. I mean, I think these decisions are decisions that people elected us to make. I thought the town hall meeting was to inform the people where the cameras are at, let our residents know, and that's why we have COW meetings. I mean, the last meeting and this meeting, after only two meetings we had on this, we had another meeting. We invited Dean DePiro here, the law solicitor for communities that have these traffic cameras. He talked about it. We've been talking about it quite a bit. It's been in the journal, you know, so I know everybody feels different, and that's great. Some people feel we should take everything to the people. A lot of people have told me, Don, that then why have council people? We elect you to make our decisions. Now, certain things, maybe we should, you know.
Mr. Collier,
I'm good with where we're at now. It's up to you guys.
No, the reason I mentioned town hall meeting is to inform everybody where the locations are and to understand the process and to clarify 15 miles over, because we still have people with false information that says 5 miles, 10 miles. We want to clarify that. We've talked about this since August of 2017 when the Supreme Court came through. This was a proposal we've all kicked around and talked about privately and publicly, and we've had 5 public meetings on this, and I've talked about it at my mayor's meetings in the mornings with several of my residents that are here in the audience can agree to that. This is nothing new. We've had it in the journal in November and December, so this is not trying to get everyone's permission. This is trying to make everyone aware of it, because we do have this great talent of people in this village that just give a little bit of information and doesn't follow through, and it's false statements, such as I'm driving a brand new car, such as I'm making all this money, those false statements. So we're just trying to clarify and stay factual. That's why we want to invite this outside group to do a PowerPoint, because they recommended that's how they educated in Newburgh Heights, because a lot of those residents were in confusion. So we thought this might be a good opportunity for that. That's his whole goal, not to ask everybody for permission, because this governing body already made a decision that this was the best thing for our village.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Mayor. I'm not trying to get everybody's permission, but I would think, or I would have hoped, that there could have been a town hall meeting specifically addressing it with the PowerPoint if this has been going on since August. That's my point. That's my opinion. To me, that's what opens it up most to people, so people would know ahead of time. I did research on this. I know that it has only 0.5 mile to a 0.2 of a mile discrepancy in between calibrations. So I've read up to see how well it is. I'm not very comfortable with the village turning around, though, again, with what appears to align us with Newburgh Heights, Cuyahoga Heights, and Lindale, who've all been infamous for being money grabbers, small villages on cameras. And that's what I would like to avoid us looking like. And that is what my point is with this, and wanting people to know ahead of time, not, well, we have them up, and you guys got 2 or 3 more weeks, and then you're really going to start getting your... And I realize most of our residents aren't going to be the ones getting the tickets. I would certainly hope not. I live on Alexander. Sometimes it takes me 5 or 10 minutes to get out of my driveway on rush hour, okay, morning or evening. So I just have my questions, and I'd like to get those clarified, that's all. This is my second meeting on it.
No, Jennifer, don't. This is great. It's not. I didn't want you to take. We're not even debating. We're all just talking. It's all good. So don't take that. I understand your point with that, but there's a lot of other communities that either have them or are looking at them. Do you have the list, Kevin? And Strongsville, I think, is...
Strongsville's looking at them. Aurora's,
which is a very good community.
Youngstown has them. Akron has them. Cleveland has them. East Cleveland has
Aurora's
them.
Aurora's looking at them right now.
Several communities with open roadways, such as Northfield Road, are looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just because the Supreme Court came down with the information, that's what's made it attractive to everyone now. It's home rule. You're allowed to do it.
Right, and I do understand that. And doing the research with it, too, it seems that they keep going back and forth, and some
right.
city or village is eventually being taken back mm-hmm. to court again
on the validity of them, which was another question that I had because it just didn't sit well with me. So if somebody could explain it under general provisions, the village shall indemnify, defend, and hold harmless Gatsko, blah, 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 from and against all third-party claims arising out of or related to the validity of the results. Mm-hmm. So if I'm reading that correctly, is that just leaving the village, it takes the company completely out of it if there's any lawsuits about the validity of any tickets, citations, violations?
Let me check.
John answer that.
Yeah.
Want to give him what page
it was?
It's under
5,
general provision. 5.1.
It's in the last
page. There's another
and
one.
Line C. The last line on 5.1 and the first line on of letter C.
It's under 5.1, John.
I'm looking at 5.11, which also says Gatsko shall indemnify. I mean, we would have insurance to cover this matter anyway, though. I mean, even if someone were to challenge it, insurance would, we would have coverage for this, but so it wouldn't affect there.
And it also says, except to the extent caused by Gatsko's failure to comply with the terms of the agreement, which the terms of the agreement are that they have to provide proper systems, facilities, and it does have to be valid. And another provision of the contract is if at any time Ohio changes its law,
right,
or the Supreme Court rules against it, they will cease immediately,
and they will remove everything.
Mayor, I in terms of educating the people, I think a town hall meeting is great, but it's limited because you never get more than 100 people there, maybe. So, and we have a lot more residents than that. I would feel as much more comfortable with the fact that we had covered the whole village, okay, directly to the people with a letter or something like that as well.
Okay.
So, I would rather see a letter than a town hall meeting, in fact, with a list of every resident getting that, you know, the head of household or whatever, getting that letter, saying, hey, this is what we got, this is where they're going to be, blah, blah, blah. So that's my 2 cents.
And Mr. Mayor, go ahead.
Ms. Gloria.
Talking about town hall meetings, you know, my experience has been we have the annual meeting where we discuss this in the village. But the other times that we've had the meeting, it's been about the levy or taxes or something, which affects the residents monetarily. This does not affect,
right,
not affect the residents at all. This doesn't cost the village a dime to do this. It's Mr. Linville wants a letter. The journal goes to every house. Okay, if you want to put an alert thing inside the journal to tell them that this is going on, I mean, the sign says 35 miles an hour. That's their information. That's out there, 25 miles an hour. Everybody knows what the speed limits are. You know, if they don't want to read the journal with this information in there, well, then that's their problem. But we give this information out. If they read it or they don't, I mean, we can't make them read.
No.
But to spend additional monies mailing a letter, what does it cost? To mail a letter
about
to mail every
house.
$1,000.
$1,000.
I don't think we need to spend $1,000.
We have postal receipts, though, Mayor, and proof that we had sent this out. And they say, "Well, I didn't get the journal." Okay.
I was at the mornings with the mayor meeting the last time, and there were a lot of people here that were there, and they all heard this. Have you all? Would you nod your head if you heard this before?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they've heard it at mornings with the mayor. They've heard it here. I'm sure you're going to go out and tell your friends and neighbors that we're going to have cameras, or what's that camera up there? I mean, to spoon feed for $1,000, I think that money can go someplace else. It can be in the journal. They're going to have the signs under the 35 miles an hour. I mean, how much more do we want? Have a clown out there with a balloon, you know, saying you better not be speeding? You know, come on. You know, everybody's adults. We have to, you know. We print the information out there about everything. And even code, was it number 5, you can dial on the phone, mm-hmm. and it tells you what's going on.
Information line, yeah.
Information line. So, I mean, there's various ways that information can be put out there. I'm not in favor of a town hall meeting. Yeah. To be a town hall meeting is when it actually affects the residents. This is just some other situation, like we vote for other things that go on in the village as council people.
Yep, you only get 100 people, too.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spitznagle.
In that regard, we all know we've been up here long enough, and Ms. Allen will find out, or Dad probably knows this, that you can tell somebody, we can make 5,000 announcements, and somebody's going to come up here and say they never heard about it.
Yeah.
It just happens. So we can do our best, and I hope we do our best with educating the residents. But I agree with Gloria that... you know, put it in the journal, maybe put a separate page in there with big bold letters, you know, whatever. Initially, when this first came out, I was against this because of, I thought it was kind of almost entrapment or something to that effect. Maybe that's not the proper word, but I had the mindset that no, a police officer should be given the ticket. And it's almost like Big Brother's watching you, you know. If this were traffic cameras, I would be against it.
Red light
cameras, I would be against it. For the purpose of, I've experience with the ones in Chicago. I've never gotten a ticket. But what they do is... you pull up to the white line and stop, but you can't see around the corner to make your right turn, so you pull up and the camera grabs you and gives you a ticket. That's entrapment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But there have been many times that I've come down the road, both day and night, Alexander Road or Northfield Road, usually Alexander Road, two-lane road, as we all know, and there's an officer that has a car pulled over. Well, I'm sure we've all been there. We're pulling up. There's cars coming this way. There's a stopped car. The officer's behind him with his car like this, and the officer's walking out into traffic to talk to the driver. And there have been many times over the years I've said, there's got to be some sort of a better way for the safety of that officer. Anything can happen. Not necessarily that the person they pulled over is bad, but any accident. Somebody swerves, somebody doesn't. So they're texting, and that officer's out in the road. To me, it's... and we only have, you know, years ago we had 15 full-time officers, plus other officers. Now we don't have those. So we don't have the coverage like we used to have. We have very minimal coverage. And when somebody's off doing something, that means the street is left unmonitored. So those two things made me change my opinion on this type of camera. And word will get out that with all the people coming from Strongsville or wherever, Palmer, to go to the track, Walton Hill's got a camera up there. I guarantee you those people will get the word out. So I'm going to vote for it. I think it's a safety issue for the village. I think it helps our police department. I think it's a safety issue for the police officers. And I hope... I don't get a picture of me or my family members in the mail.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I would just like to clarify. I did not initially bring up having a town hall meeting about this.
No, Denny did.
You were just saying that when...
Saying, hey, why aren't we doing this? I just said thought it would have been more proactive ahead of time. I mean, because now this is trying to be pushed through as declaring an emergency, and this is only the second meeting that I have any information on, which also makes me uncomfortable. I did have another question about who would be the village project manager, and when you guys were given the demonstration, the PowerPoint on this, was there any projection as to how many citations per day, per month, per week the village would potentially be looking at?
With our traffic study we did with 18,000 cars a day that we paid for in 2016, With those numbers, he projected the two different camera companies we interviewed, they projected easily 150 a day tickets. And we said, well, we want to put a limit. We don't want 1,000 tickets a week. We want to make sure that we put limitations and we don't want to overwhelm people. Because that was the practice in other communities where they had overwhelmed and it turned into a real issue. So we want to keep a practice of what we can do to inform people and keep the citations to a limit of not more than probably 300 a week, if that. We'll see.
So I should wait until the end of the week when the 300 has already been potentially fulfilled?
If that's your mindset. To break the law, I mean, I don't know.
My mindset is not to break the law. Okay. Making a joke.
Okay.
Well, I think that what limits it is the high speed limit of
right.
50 miles an hour.
You're 15
you know.
Over, I mean, that's extreme.
Yeah, if we want 60 miles an hour, then that would limit the tickets even more. So we have to, it's an experiment in progress also
right.
to see what's going on.
And the project manager would be who? The village project manager? That's
be the safety director, me, in coordination with the police chief.
And you said that these cameras are going to have to be reviewed by the police chief or a police officer. Is that going to entail hiring another officer then, if we're looking at 300 citations potentially a week that are going to have to be reviewed? Or
we will see what we can do with internal with our police officers. If we have to hire another part-time police officer to review them, we can do that. We have no intention of hiring any more full-time.
Yeah. It doesn't even say, Mr. Mayor, I don't believe it says an officer has to do it.
It has to be a commissioner.
Does it have to be a commissioned officer?
It can be an auxiliary police officer. Because we were thinking Ron Licker, who was a commissioned officer,
mm-hmm.
who's retired.
Right.
As our auxiliary, we have an auxiliary.
Oh, okay.
But they said it had to be a commissioned officer. So it would probably be our police chief, because that's who does it in Newburgh Heights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Two, we should keep in mind and understand that when a policeman in a vehicle makes a stop, he should be followed shortly thereafter by another policeman pulling up behind him because he's in a threatening situation. At least that's the policy that we've encouraged. I know I've encouraged it because of all the whack nuts out in the world today that have some kind of animosity towards the police. Well, I don't know, but they have. And so, you know, we should keep that in mind as well. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
I'm going to vote for this for safety reasons.
Yeah,
safety
me too.
For the police officer and safety for our residents.
Yeah.
Because, and we have the perfect person sitting in the audience that can verify what Mr. Spitznagel has said. Mary Alice, when you were working with insurance, one of the things I remember you told me, how many police officers are killed when making a stop?
Yeah.
Because they're standing there and they aim for them. They aim for them, yeah. You know. So to me, it's a win-win situation. Safety for the police officer and safety for our residents. That's why, you know, I'm going to vote yes for this.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Congress.
Because I know there's, I agree with you, believe me, we all do. When you sit up here, you get people you know that live in the community and you get both sides. Okay, I can tell you every issue, and I've said this before, was no different than the levy. I had some of my best friends look me right in the face and say, Don, I'm not voting for that levy. Okay, don't waste your time talking to me, don't tell me anything. Okay, I got to respect their opinion, they respect mine, but that's just how it is. The thing that bothers me about this, and it bothers me with the state and stuff, we're talking about something where we're just enforcing the law, okay? And there is years ago that the thing with Lindale, well, they were saying, well, their equipment wasn't adequate. They're looking at somebody going 37, 38. We're 15 miles an hour, okay?
It's plenty.
Thing, yeah. And the other thing is, how can you just by anything. If you break the law, you break the law, no matter who you are. And if you have to pay for that, well, that's just how it is. It's just, and believe me, I'm no angel, and I'm not the one to have Big Brother always there. The thing, I guess, is the 15 miles an hour that helps. But I also know that, you know, that they might say, oh, hey, we're not doing well. Let's go to 10 or 12. But I think that will have to come to this body, and then we talk about that. But at 15 miles an hour, I don't feel like I'm violating anybody, or it's a tax grab or anything, not a tax grab, a money grab or anything like that. That was one of the real things with me to vote for. I tell you, it might sound like a small thing, but to a lot of people in our village, I hate the idea of the signs, too. I like the idea of, you know, Walton Hills, this small little rural city and rural village in Cuyahoga County, you know, and it's commercial, and I know when we put up the flashing signs, and I hate all that, but I can tell you, sitting up here, I don't know how, besides having more police and having them out there, how to get people to slow down on Northfield Road and Alexander and some of our other side roads. I just don't know. I know, Fred, you've told me a million times, we have the police chief put out that mobile thing. They slow down for a while. They go give tickets. They slow down a while. A month or two goes by, everything's good, and all of a sudden, Don, they're doing it again. You know, I mean, it's like a vicious circle. Maybe an automated camera will deter that, where they know, hey, it's on 24 hours and there's no way around it. I mean the thing is, it is a contract. It does expire. You know, if it doesn't work out, we don't renew it. So,
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I agree, Don. I mean,
right.
I live on Alexander, as I
right.
said.
Right, you know,
my dogs are in the backyard. My son grew up playing in the backyard. Okay.
Right.
Thank God, one day a woman that was taking cold medicine and coming home from a funeral did not kill my grandfather, who was cutting his grass in his front yard when she plowed through his mailbox. Okay,
right.
And ended up in his island. So I agree with that. My issue right now is, this is my second hour on the information with the rest of council about this. Anything else has been what I've looked up on my own and what I've been reading through with the contracts, okay? So I'm not comfortable with a first piece of legislation, first time that I'm a council member, being pushed, feeling as if I'm being pushed to push it through on an emergency basis. That's what's making me not comfortable. I agree, and I understand everything about the way
right.
the traffic tickets work, you know, and the way our police officers are, and how it takes a second officer out of commission. You know, I drive an ambulance, you
right.
know, so, and people drive like loons out there. And if you want to be a police officer, or you want to be a paramedic or something, and try driving an ambulance hot while people are trying to beat you, you know, to stay ahead of you and things like that. So I do see the value in this. I'm not comfortable with it as an emergency basis, as the first piece of legislation I'm being asked to consider, research, and vote on.
Right. And with that said, you can abstain or vote no. Our intention of the body here is not to put you in that position. It's something we've worked on, okay, and it's just moved through this progression. And you became a new council person, and we've had two meetings. You know, if there's something, I know I feel I'd like to get it in place. I don't see another meeting or another month, you know, unless the majority of council feels different. I certainly don't want to put it to a vote and not get a positive outcome. That isn't, you know, my job is to get, and I'd like to get you to vote for it, too. My council, as council president, I'd like to see everybody vote for an issue. I don't see, you know, unless you have something that you feel you could say that, you know, you're missing something, or there's something in there you have a question on that is very specific. We have, you know, that would be different, but if it's just more information, I know we've hashed this out and we've talked about it. We've had, you know, an expert here, and not an expert, but just a person on the legal end, and so you could have come to those meetings too. Those meetings were open. Some of those meetings were even after the, you know, those meetings were after the election. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to, but I'm just saying this is just a progression, and this is where we're at. And we moved on. What if the council didn't change, you know, or thing? Now, I would say this, if there was three council people here, maybe it would be different. but you got a body, and sometimes you got to, you know, rely on us too, you know, all of us. Not that thing, but you know, we've put a lot of time in this too. But you can vote no. I mean, your vote is your vote. I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm just one vote. Unless this body wants to wait on this, if we move it forward tonight, I hope that you don't take it that we're ignoring you, because that would be far from it. Right. I mean, we could have actually voted on this, but we all wanted more information too. You know, we could have put it on before the end of the year or something, but that's not our intent. Our intent isn't that way at all. Just like with the budget, that whole budget was because we weren't comfortable with it this year. We wanted to put a little more time in to see how some of these things take place, see some of the economic development moving forward and stuff. And I think that worked out good for you, because it's going to give you more time to make a good decision. So we're here to work together. I don't know how everybody else feels. I don't want to be the only one here, but that's where I'm at. I have no problem voting on it in the special meeting following this. And Jennifer, I would respect you no matter how you vote. We have, you know, we all voted on different things. We've had differences of opinion, and you still got to respect the person the next meeting you're at or things. So, you know, everybody knows that. You'll find that out with this body. Your dad was here. We sat together. We know we have differences of opinion, but you still got to work together, and because we're all here. You know, Denny made a good point. Everybody here and everybody in this audience that comes to these meetings loves this village. If none of us did, we wouldn't be here. You know, we're all here for the same thing. We just love the village, so we want the best for it. So,
Mr. Mayor, if you look at all the other resolutions we talked about tonight, Mr. Sheehy, the recreation, the last thing it says, declaring an emergency. That's just a term. It doesn't mean we're pushing something very fast. That's just a term.
Well, it takes away, to some degree, the transparency with residents to hear further discussion on things by not having three readings. So to an extent, it's not just a term. I mean, you're using that so that it's passed immediately. If it was on something such as Carol Stanisak, that's just a renewal, that's completely different than a brand new position or a brand new thing that's going into the village to me.
So we've discussed it as council for a long time.
Yes, I understand you have, and that's why I have questions, and that's why I'm asking.
Sure. That's fine, what you're here for, but the next meeting you come to, there may be something put in front of you, and you'll say, I didn't see that before. But we all have seen it before for months. You're new, so some things that are going to be put in front of you, yes, you haven't seen them before, but we've all seen them before. And then you have to play catch-up to ask your questions, to satisfy you with the situation that we're talking about.
And that's what I feel I'm doing at this time.
But as far as postponing it, as Mr. Holograph has said, I'm going to vote yes. Brian said he's going to vote yes. The other ones want to do a straw vote and say one way. Do we want to go ahead with this?
No, I'd like to say I'm going to vote yes. At first, I was a little apprehensive when this came out at the end of the summer myself, because I remember what Broadway was like for a while in Maple Heights. But I have been tailgated for way too long in this community, and I think it's a safety issue. You keep getting tickets for going 50 miles an hour down Alexander or Dunham. Maybe you'll smarten up. I mean, it's not the residents. Most of the people who live here, including my husband, drive under the speed limit. But I'm tired. I'm tired of not being able to drive without someone right up on my bumper. And it's time we take this matter into our hands. And that's why I'm going to vote yes, because it's been presented to me sufficiently over the past 4 or 5 months that I feel like I comprehend it, and I'm at a good place with this. So I'm going to vote yes, and I don't think we should prolong it any longer. It's been vetted during COW. residents have a right to come here and they can find out what's going on. I mean, that's the only thing. We can't send out letters. You put it in the journal. You go to the mayor Monday, the mayor morning meetings, which I can never make. So it's out there. If people want to know what's going on, as we always say, come to the meetings. We're not hiding anything. So this is a safety issue in my perspective, so I'm going to vote yes.
Mayor, I agree with Mary Brenner. I'm voting yes, too. So that's 5 votes.
Okay.
Possibly 6.
If there's no more comments, then I'll open it up to the audience for any comments. Do you want to make another comment, Mrs. Allen?
No, I was just asking before, I will comment, but I had asked about any projections that the company had provided as potential number of citations because of Section 5.3.3, of them making, they disclaim any warranties and that the service is going to be with the village requirements, things like that. It would be on page 8. Terms A and B. Those were some other things that made me uncomfortable, and that's why I was asking about possible projections that the village was given in consideration of having these cameras.
Do you want to make any comments? She said 5.3.2, right?
No, 0.3.
3.
5.3.
On page 8.
Oh, the gold.
That's pretty standard contract language, though, that I've read.
About hold harmless?
Yeah.
No, I think they're saying that they're not guaranteeing any results. They're not guaranteeing that we're going to bring in $10,000 a month.
Right.
You know,
They did not give us anything in writing. They just took our numbers and just gave us verbal conversation as the other camera companies did as well.
Right.
No one. They did take a copy of our traffic study because it was done by our engineers, and they said these are very. You've got a lot of traffic coming through here, is what they said, compared to other communities, and especially since it was 4,000 in 2013, and now it's 18,000 per day. So they didn't give us anything in writing, but I think this is their disclaimer to saying that there's, as Brian said, that they're not guaranteeing certain amount of monies or anything of those numbers.
That's standard contract language.
It really is standard contract.
Any other comments from council members? We'll open up the audience at this time. Any comments from the audience? Please come forward and state your name and address, please.
Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert Road. I have a trouble hearing, of course. And you say it's anything over 50 miles per hour, they'll get a ticket?
Yes, ma'am.
I personally feel it should be lower than that. The braking distance, each mile that you go, I understand is 4 times the distance. Of a slower mile. I mean, of a slower speed. I think every mile you go, the distance, the braking distance is further. Okay, that makes sense. But that's what we learned in driver's education. Also, too, are you going to go through the village and see where the problem areas are? Because we have a real problem area where I live on Egbert Road. As they come around the curve and go past the yellow arrows going up towards Egbert Road, and once they hit Crowell Drive, I mean, it's like the pedal hits the metal. We have a hard time getting out of our driveway, and I really believe you'd make a lot of money, I mean, with a camera there, and also for the safety of the villagers. Now, my next-door neighbor is elderly, and we have a sign up there, private drive, but no one pays attention to it. And thank heaven she doesn't go out that often, but she does have visitors. So I'm hoping that you do go through the village and maybe check with the residents and see where there are problems. I don't know if each camera is going to cost so much money per camera, but that is one area that, unfortunately, my neighbor and I both have had problems with getting out of our driveways. I even go across my lawn sometimes to get out of the driveways. And also, too, another situation, and is here on Alexander Road in Walton. I know we have the left-turning lane, but we don't have a left-turning arrow. Now, I think there's two traffic lights hanging up there. Without great expense, can there be a left-turning arrow? Because when the, it doesn't have to be maybe all day, but when you have a tremendous amount of traffic going west on Alexander Road, I have seen people cross the double yellow line out of probably frustration. So I don't know if someday we could have, with the traffic we have coming down, we could have the arrows there. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
I just want to make one comment. Josephine, the advantage with this contract, with the mobile camera, gives our police that option to go to places, let's say that they note or the chief or the department notes. Instead of them going with their regular camera, they go with this camera. And it takes, you know, takes the picture and does the same thing, gives you more flexibility. So that's something that can be done with the mobile camera too.
Mr. Mayor?
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
If I may, I don't believe that there is, from what I read, but I don't believe there's a cost to us.
There's no cost
at all. Contract. So the cameras don't actually cost us unless we break the contract.
Correct.
At that point, it can become very costly for us.
Correct.
But there's no initial startup cost. There's no cost for us setting up the camera, for them setting up the cameras in less than 2 hours. So I've read the information. So we bear no initial cost with any of this going in.
Any other questions from the audience?
Miriam.
Please come forward. State your name and address, please.
I don't really have a question. I was just going to offer some information and make a comment. Mary Alice Moran, I live at 7500 Linda Lane. And I first would like to say I totally agree that this is an important safety factor for our village, for the police officers, as Gloria said, and Brian. But I see all on the news, I said this last week at the meeting, so many of these terrible incidents with police and injuries to the public and the police start with the traffic stop. It's a confrontation, whether that's a good word or not, that's what it is. So if we reduce the number of confrontations, we will most definitely reduce the risk and hopefully reduce any opportunity for any of our police to be injured in any way. But I wanted to tell you that I have been a victim of the traffic camera, and it was in Parma also, and this was a couple of years ago. I'm a very good driver in my estimation. I drive slow. I try to follow all the rules, and I don't drink and drive. And this incident apparently occurred during the daytime because the picture showed me, but I received very suddenly a letter in the mail saying I owed $200 because I was going 30 in a school zone that was 20. Now, this would be, to me, almost unheard of that I would be going 30 in a 20. So they had the address. They had a picture. It was my car. Like you said, it's there, black and white. And so I went back to this place in Parma, and I kind of was remembering I was doing a check of a home for dog. I remembered being there. And here it was a place where there was a Catholic church that closed and their little school had closed.
That's where
so,
I got mine.
Yeah. That was,
exactly.
It was so infuriating because there was no school. It just, there was a sign that said 20, but we all knew the school was closed. It looked like a ghost town over there. So I got this ticket and yes, I'm somebody that likes to stand up for what I think is right, and I would be all for filing a lawsuit if I thought I was going to win. I don't like to lose. And I talked to my brother about it, and he's very knowledgeable, and he said, don't pay it. He said, you don't have to pay those. Nobody's paying them. And that goes against my grain, so I wrote a check for $200. And later, that particular situation did go to the Supreme Court, and I always just thought, well, I did what I thought was right. But I don't know. We don't have those types of situations here. But and I respect what Jennifer is saying about you don't want to look cheap and like you're grabbing, money grabbing, and like some of the other communities that we all know about. But you had said that this company that we're hiring is the one that's a step above. It's not those companies that were sneaking the money away from people unfairly. Maybe the one in Parma that gave me the ticket that I paid. And you said that this would be $30 or $32 or $30. $30 for a handheld, $32 for the camera that we pay. Is that correct, or that they earn from us?
If I might be able to comment, this company has never been sued in a lawsuit like the other companies that we interviewed. Mm-hmm. That's what I was suggesting. The fee is $33 for them to take a picture for every $100 we charge. Our fee is $100. Most of the communities are $150, and we chose $100 when we passed the legislation because this is not a two-point violation. This is a civil matter, so that's where the $100 came from, and the 15 miles an hour came from our police chief and the police department's recommendation. Yeah. And this company, the handheld is $30 if our police officers hold it and take a ticket. And if it's a fixed camera, it's $33 of every $100 the company takes. And they do all the processing, and they do all the costs, and all we do is handle the paperwork and the referee on our side.
Right. And the amount of the ticket that, say, I was going over the speed limit, do you know how much the
$100
ticket is? $100.
Okay. That's, well, what we, that's what's in
the ordinance. Okay. And it's not $150 in any other situation, it's just $100.
Well, 15 miles over $100. Mm-hmm. If we need to adjust it, we mm-hmm. talked about that because the suggestion was made to put some variations in there if everyone remembers. And we felt that we want to see where this works. This is a trial and error as we go right now.
Yeah. And so in retrospect, I really gave a lot of thought to it after I heard what was going on last week, what you talked about. And I was thinking, well, we don't have industry, we don't have manufacturing, we don't have high tech, but one thing we have, we got traffic. So that's all. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
Ms. Moran kind of brought up a point that I'd like to differentiate our system, what we're doing, as opposed to others, and that with some other communities, whether you agree with it or not, or you're going to appeal, you have to send your money in first, which I consider a complete violation of your rights. So you are guilty before you're proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Some communities, in order to get that hearing, you have to give them your $200 first. And then, like in Parma, because I had the hearing, mm-hmm. and I had to give them, send them the money first, and they ended up giving me some money back.
Oh. Wow, lucky.
But it was like 6 weeks later. You know, I had to give them the money right away, but for some reason it takes them 6 weeks. But that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
Our system doesn't do that. If you want to appeal it, you come in. You don't have to pay first. And that was another deciding factor for me here. If it was the other way around, I would have a complete difference of opinion also with this, the way we're doing
mm-hmm.
it.
The one last thing that Jennifer brought up, and I had thought of it but then forgotten, and she brought it up, is that clause about the suit. And I do have a concern that if they start to file the lawsuits and they there's a hold harmless agreement or something like that, what usually ends up, with all due respect, is the lawyers make a lot of money defending the village or the entity that's being sued. And I don't know how that's covered because I never saw the contract. They can indemnify you for the damages, but sometimes the legal fees are just out the window for the mm-hmm. village, and that is a very serious concern. So I don't know how it's handled, but I just thought I'd say that. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
The ordinance 2017-22 about the violations, the traffic cameras, this was from December that you guys had. It was listed that the offense, the fine, is, yes, $100 for 15 to 19 miles, and then it said $200 for 20 miles or over. Has that been changed, or is that...
No, that's the language, but we don't anticipate anybody doing that kind of speed.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify, because that was what I had looked up and found.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
One thing, you mentioned the school zone, why it was $200, because the fees are increased because it's a school zone. Second, if you ever are driving, like now, 271, 480, what they're doing, all that, what they're doing over there with those lanes, and it gives a speed limit, they put up those signs and they flash, you know, they lower the speed, and then you'll notice they'll say, fines are doubled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people aren't paying attention to these people who are working on those roads, and so they put up, fines are doubled. I mean, that's... They hit them in the pocketbook. That's the only way that they understand.
Any other comments from the audience?
Yeah.
Please state your name and address, please.
I'm Hilda Reno, living on 7067 Crowell Drive. I am so glad that we are on that point of cameras. This has been discussed, and anybody could attend the mayor meetings. We heard it for months. I was also a new board member on two companies, and I had to learn that the previous meetings took a long time, things were discussed. I had to educate myself and say, okay, they discussed this for months. I wouldn't have dreamt of stopping or question or maybe even stopping something. So I'm just really glad that this is on the point that is passed. Thank you.
Any other comments from the audience?
Chuck Victor, 18750 Acre Road. On the calibration of these machines, who certifies the calibration on the machines, on the cameras?
The camera company.
And how many times a year are they calibrated?
They are daily calibrated, and then they are removed. I believe he said every 6 months the actual cameras are swapped out, taken back to their company where a more thorough calibration is done. But the computer does do a calibration daily.
Oh, it's all done electronically then?
Yes.
There's nobody, no service tech out there calibrating that?
Well, they do, like I said, they take them out. Once a year,
for installation and everything,
calibration.
Yeah. But they are open wire, internet access every day.
Yeah, they're cloud-based.
And how long will these speed cameras will they be similar to the speed cameras? Not speed cameras, speed trailers we had sitting out on the road.
No, they'll be mounted to a fixed pole. They won't be a trailer.
Okay, and how long will they be at one location, or will it be permanent?
They can be swapped out. We could have empty boxes sitting in as many locations as we want, and we could pull the cameras and move them around without anybody knowing. But
and that cost is all done by the camera
company.
Company. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none. Council members, we are going to have a special council meeting after this meeting to move this forward if everyone supports that. Now we're on other business, council members. At this time, I will ask each council member. Mr. Linville, any other business?
None, Mayor. Thank you.
Ms. Mary Brenner Miller, is there any other business?
Yes, I wanted to bring up the zip code, looking into changing that. I am not done with my proposal yet. I'll have that next month for all the council people. There are some steps that can be taken to see if this could actually happen. We'll see. We'll see. So I'll have more next month for you.
Okay. Ms. Allen, is there any comments or questions you'd like to make?
I did have a question, and I missed the opportunity during the small non-discussion on the street commissioner contract. Was that position a posted position?
No, it's usually the recommendation of the mayor and confirmation from the council. If we had a position available and we wanted to post it, we would do so, but we have a gentleman that serves as a service director assistant, and the director's leaving us, so we have decided I've supported to move him into that position, and all of council, I give my recommendation as to how you feel about that. Mrs. Trowski?
No comment.
Mr. Collengraff?
No comment at this time.
Mr. Spitznagle?
I have nothing, sir.
Okay, council members, I just have a few things under other business, and then we'll adjourn the meeting. Everyone does have a memo of all your director's reports. Ms. Allen, so you're aware of it. Every second week of the month, I always give a report from each one of my directors that tells you of the activities going on. And this way, our directors don't have to come to the meetings and explain or ask questions. But if there is any concerns, we will relay it back to our directors and get you response back in writing. So if that's ever a question, don't hesitate to ask. General information, council, I did pass this memo. I don't know which one it is. We received a $9,582 NOPEC grant for the village of Walton Hills. We have two different opportunities. We can spend this money on some lighting programs, or we could defer it and put it into escrow and use it later on. I would rather put it into escrow at this time and wait till later on in the year. Do we have a project for it? This is free money to the village of Walton Hills. I was even thinking maybe if we used this money when we got the intersection of Route 8 and Alexander completed, that we could use some of this money for the lighting up there like we did at the battery place for the lights and stuff. Also on this same memo, we have an attachment from the Metro Park system. You did receive a letter last month, and this month we just got this the other day about the deer culling. They will be starting on the 16th, and it will go till March 15th, and this will be in the National Park and the Metro Park systems in the evenings. So all the dates here, and it is posted on your website for council. Another item on the agenda is I have a memo I passed out to everyone. Dear staff, we have a recycling grant that tomorrow is a meeting. It doesn't look like it's going to need any kind of resolution to be attached from this council. But this is for our recycling of our shredding program that we have done in the past. I went over this with Ms. Terlowski, and I have her support. She's the information chair, and she's supporting this. And tomorrow we'll have a meeting downtown and get all the details and information. And a copy of the application is on here and all the details from the internet, so you will know the process and everything that we're going through. So that's that agreement. And then the last one, I don't see it in front of me, but I'm sure I got it. There's a grant that we're pursuing for a new bus. I don't see which one it is here. Maybe I didn't pass it out.
Here. You didn't pass it out.
No. This is bus?
Yeah, for a senior bus. Oh, I didn't pass it out. It's right here for everyone.
Well, then,
I gave it to her in her mailbox because she's been supporting it. We're pursuing. Here we go. Need one more over there. Okay. We're pursuing a new bus through the county and the recreation director and mechanic, and everyone's gathering information with the chairman of recreation, Mary Brenner Miller. And that meeting was today, and we will need a resolution from you next week on the agenda saying you support giving me permission to apply for this. The reason why this is coming up today is February 1st is a deadline for the application.
Right.
So that's why I'm bringing it up now. It's not unusual for us to pass resolutions to give permission. We do this all the time. Ms. Allen, if you have any questions or comments, we'll be more than glad to give you some samples of the resolutions we've passed in the past. And this happens quite frequently where grants come available. And if we want council support, this is no cost to the village. This is hopefully for a bus. And right now we're trying to pick out a bus with a wheelchair access and hopefully 22 passengers, what we're looking for. Our buses are kind of old. So there is a process, and we are in that process. So with those handouts and comments, council members, can I have a motion for adjournment of our COW meeting so we can go right into our regular council meeting?
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the COW meeting for January 9, 2018.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Kulagraf?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. The meeting adjourned at 7:33 p.m. Mr. Linville, you want to take a break real quick? Okay. So if Mr. Linville comes back, we will start our special council meeting agenda.